Welcome to DollarWise, the show which seeks to help everyone improve their economic circumstances using easy-to-grasp financial tips. Before you can embark on any major financial objective, you must first have the capital or money to do so. For most persons, acquiring capital typically means putting aside money out of your salary or some other stream of income until you have as much as you need. Most of us opt to keep the money we put aside in a savings account with a financial institution. But how many of us have given serious thought to the kind of savings account we open? On today's program, we provide some tips for you to consider the next time you open a savings account. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
Well, whenever you're thinking of savings, the first thing you need to think about is, what am I working towards? Your savings should be always matched by some type of goal. What you find is people make mistakes when it comes to savings because they just open a bank account or open a credit union account without thinking first, what is it that I'm trying to achieve?
Money coach Cheryl Hansen-Simpson. Mrs. Hansen-Simpson says you can have as many accounts as you want, just ensure they serve a clear and specific purpose. Their purpose can range in importance from saving for retirement to something as simple as saving for Christmas gifts. But once you've established how you intend to use your savings accounts, it will help you to better budget and plan your finances.
The number of accounts, not that really important. You can add, like for me, I have so many different savings accounts because I have different goals that I'm working towards.
Having determined how many savings accounts you need and what purposes you plan to use them for, it's time to take a closer look at all the financial institutions and see which one offers you the best options for saving your money.
Now, when you're thinking about savings accounts, it's very important that you ask the right questions. You don't want to go into a savings account that's going to be requiring from you minimum monthly balances. And if you don't meet that minimum monthly balance, then they're going to start taking money out of your account. You also want to stay away from savings accounts that deduct money from your account if you put money in at the teller and then you hear, okay, $200 was taken because you went inside. You have to be very mindful about the fact that many financial institutions are upping their charges on your savings. Now remember, when you're saving, you're actually lending money to the bank. So you need to be mindful of that, that you need to get the best return on that loan that you're giving the bank, and you need to stay away from accounts that have excessive fees.
Mrs. Hansen-Simpson says after gaining an understanding of the rules surrounding the savings accounts, it's up to the customer to manage how they are used to get the best value.
There are different ways of doing that. You can look for an institution that specifically says, hey, we have accounts that will lessen your fees or have no fees at all. Or you can also manage how you use the account. Because some of them said, okay, you have 4 free transactions for the month. Or they give you certain parameters.
No matter what your situation, Mrs. Hansen-Simpson believes every working or working-age person should have at least one savings account for one specific reason.
Regardless of your goal, here's what everybody, no matter whether you're small, medium, rich, poor, everybody's first savings goal must be to have an emergency account. So what's an emergency account? That's an account that you're saving up in so that if anything goes wrong, maybe an illness, loss of job, or some major calamity that, you know, it would be difficult to just find the money otherwise, and you're targeting that account is to have at least 3 months of your basic living expenses, preferably up to 6 months.
This kind of account will ensure that you have a firm basis on which you can start building your financial portfolio as you move on from saving to investing and wealth creation. If you'd like to learn more about savings accounts and other issues related to money management, you can contact Cheryl Hansen-Simpson through her website, financiallysmartadvice.com. That's it for this week's edition of DollarWise, where we provide tips to make your financial life easier. Thanks for joining us, and please tune in again next week.
Contraceptives, including the condom, can assist you and your partner to delay having a baby within the next 6 to 12 months. Visit your clinic or private doctor to discuss the many benefits of dual method use. A message from the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.